I'm speaking from the former concentration camp Lublin, known by its Polish name, Majdanek. You can't imagine what it meant to be in the Lublin camp, to spend weeks, months, or even years there. You could say that every square inch of land is soaked with blood. To make a film that shows everything witnessed here would be impossible.
Most of us know the names of the large concentration camps like Dachau and Auschwitz, but in fact there were 23 of these camps, including Majdanek, that the newscaster in that vintage footage was talking about. And he's right. It's impossible to imagine what went on inside the camp, but some of the victims left behind traces of their lives as a reminder, relics of the people who suffered and died there. In 1943, a group of Jews stood in a field near Majdanek and grappled with the knowledge that they were going, most likely, to their deaths and would probably not survive. So they buried their most prized possessions where they stood, 6 inches or so under the soil. Decades later, two survivors led excavators back and uncovered the largest recovery of valuables in a death camp in history. That excavation is the subject of a new documentary called Buried Prayers, and the producer, Matt Mazur, joins us along with the director, Stephen Meyer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Matt, let's be clear here. As I understand it, you didn't hear about this excavation and decide to go film it. You actually organized it and found out that these relics had been buried there and decided to go uncover them.
Yes, we heard a story, and then the challenge was how to take a story and turn it into history and prove it.
So how did you find the relics to begin with?
First, we heard Adam Friedman tell us that he and others had deposited these personal items.
He was a survivor.
He was the survivor who was a survivor of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, who, along with 15,000 others, were taken to Majdanek in the spring of 1943. So we heard his story, and then we chose to establish the provenance of the items, the place where they happened, and bring the people back who could be witnesses for us to organize a archaeological dig and get the permits to do it.
And what did you find?
Over the period of a couple of days, we found 82 significant objects that were made of gold or precious materials, and those were watches, coins, and rings.
Stephen Meyer, in your mind as you began this project, what do you think the meaning would have been to have reunited a survivor with an object that had been buried so long ago? What is that moment? What is that reuniting about?
Well, I think the survivors, the idea was to honor their stories. And there was a moment when we brought Adam Friedman, who was our hero, our Yoda of the movie, when we brought him into the field after having discovered a number of things, the look on his face, the whole expression of everybody, the crew, it was, ineffable. It's hard to put it into words. There's a wave of emotion that swept everybody over the course of the...
A lightning bolt across time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And having him there and looking at these treasures that people had left behind, just the small things that they decided they did not want to fall into Nazi hands, it seems as though it came with a realization to everyone that we were talking about real people. These are not numbers tattooed on someone's arm. These are not names on a death toll. These were people who had lives that were lost.
I think there is this notion that memory keeps us alive. It's an old notion, but you die when the last person who remembers you dies. And we were able to pull out of the ground things from people whose entire families were exterminated. And in some small way, we're able to resurrect those and remember those people who had been completely forgotten.
That's Stephen Meyer. He's the director of this new documentary called Buried Prayers, and the producer, Matt Mazur, is with us as well. You know, Matt, there have been so many films, so much written about, so much filmed about the Holocaust. Why this particular project, do you think? What drove you to this story?
Because there's never enough. And this story gave us the opportunity to concretize, to prove, to demonstrate without question that there are new stories to be told, that there's always going to be more to be told. And someone has said that there should be 6 million, Kaddish has said, for 6 million years about these folks, because so many of them will never be remembered because their whole families are gone. And this also gave us the opportunity to make this an international and interfaith and interdisciplinary effort.
You know, I'm curious about your title of Stephen Meyer, yep. Buried Prayers. I mean, in the Christian tradition, prayers suggest a hope in a sense. But these people, when they buried these items, assumed that they were dying.
That's true. I mean, they're really, but this is hope. I mean, there is a defiance. There was a defiance in burying these. I know, Matt.
It's a prayer for the dead. They are saying Kaddish for themselves.
So each object is a Kaddish.
Each object is a tradition that exists, I know, in Judaism, and I also know in Japan, of placing a stone on top of a gravestone. So in a way, these are objects on their own headstones that did not exist.
So you want to come away? I mean, your excavation only makes a portion of the movie, and the rest is about the search for the objects, almost as though the search is equal in importance to the finding, right, Stephen?
Well, I don't know if it is, but it is. There is a process, and the process of telling the story of our survivors, and then uncovering these things. I think you need to go through that journey, both with our survivors telling their stories and the journey of the excavation and the uncovering of these things in order to validate as well as make the story compelling. So well, I think all those things do run together.
It is a phenomenally compelling story and a very powerful documentary. It's called Buried Prayers. The producer, Matt Mazur, and director, Stephen Meyer. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.